When Amazon reached its trillion-dollar valuation in 2018, competitors were still scratching their heads trying to decode its formula for success. What's remarkable isn't just Amazon's meteoric rise, but how consistently its foolish ventures, from AWS to Kindle, transformed into industry-defining successes. This isn't luck or magic. It's the result of a distinctive culture built on four unwavering pillars: customer obsession over competitor focus, long-term thinking, eagerness to invent and accept failure, and operational excellence. These principles have guided Amazon to reach $100 billion in annual sales faster than any company in history. Even business titans like Elon Musk and Warren Buffett have acknowledged there's something special about Amazon's approach that other companies simply can't replicate. What if the secret isn't just what Amazon does, but how they think? As Amazon outgrew Bezos' direct cultural influence, the company formalized its values into leadership principles in 2004. Created through extensive leadership interviews, these principles became Amazon's living, breathing constitution embedded in every organizational process from hiring to performance reviews. Amazon reinforces these principles through compensation structure, capping base salaries around $160,000 while offering 65% to 85% in stock grants vesting over 4 years, attracting employees committed to long-term vision rather than immediate rewards. The bar raiser process developed from Bezos's recognition that hiring mistakes were exceptionally costly. This 8-step system includes specially trained interviewers from outside the hiring team with veto power. The standard requires new hires to raise the bar by exceeding existing team members in at least one significant dimension. The process uses behavioral interviewing to assess candidates against leadership principles using the STAR method: situation, task, action, result. Interviewers submit independent assessments before seeing colleagues' feedback, creating a system that consistently identifies missionaries rather than mercenaries. As Amazon grew, teams spent more time coordinating than building. Their solution wasn't better communication, it was less communication. In 1998, improving the associates program revealed extensive dependencies. The website used monolithic software requiring multi-team coordination for every change. Organizational complexity created additional barriers as teams depended on groups they couldn't influence. Bezos insisted that empowering builders required eliminating communication, not encouraging it. This led to two pizza teams, autonomous groups under 10 people, evaluated by clear metrics, monitored in real time, and owning their business area completely. This evolved into the single-threaded leader, STL model, where one person without competing responsibilities owns a major initiative with an autonomous team. Fulfillment by Amazon demonstrates this approach's success. After stalling for over a year, the service flourished when Tom Taylor was appointed to focus solely on its development. By eliminating dependencies rather than managing them better, Amazon maintained startup-like innovation despite its size. In 2004, Amazon banned PowerPoint from executive sessions, replacing it with written narratives, acknowledging that PowerPoint encourages shallow thinking and favors dynamic presenters over quality ideas. Amazon's 6-page narrative standard delivers 7 to 9 times more information density than typical presentations. Since people read 3 times faster than presenters speak, meetings become more efficient. The true advantage lies in how writing demands deeper thinking than creating slides. Writing narratives forces thorough analysis of ideas and anticipation of objections. Unlike PowerPoint's disconnected bullet points, narratives must demonstrate how facts interconnect, creating a level playing field where ideas win on merit rather than presentation skills. In narrative-based meetings, everyone reads silently for about 20 minutes before discussion. Critical readers challenge each sentence, assuming it's wrong until proven otherwise. This approach uncovers hidden assumptions and generates breakthroughs that PowerPoint would obscure. By thinking on paper first, Amazon ensures decisions reflect deep understanding rather than superficial impressions. Amazon's working backwards process defines the customer experience first, then determines what to build. The primary tool is the PR/FAQ, press release/frequently asked questions, a narrative that imagines announcing the completed product. When Bill led Amazon's digital media initiative in 2004, his team prepared standard MBA-style plans with market data. Jeff rejected these, asking, "Where are the mock-ups?" He wanted to see exactly how customers would experience the service. This forced the team to recognize digital media required custom apps and hardware for customers to use their purchases. Kindle was the first product created using this approach. Writing a press release shifted focus from technology challenges to customer perspective, leading to breakthrough features: an e-ink display, direct book downloading without Wi-Fi, more e-books than competitors, and lower prices. The PR/FAQ transforms thinking from internal company perspective to customer viewpoint. The press release, under one page, highlights customer experience, while the FAQ section, 5 pages or less, addresses implementation challenges. Teams typically write multiple drafts and meet with senior leaders to refine ideas. Most PR/FAQs never become products, by design, as the process helps teams understand constraints before committing resources. How does a company maintain startup-like innovation at massive scale? Amazon's invention machine operates on two key principles: patience and frugality. The company sticks with promising initiatives for 5 to 7 years, continuously learning while keeping investments manageable. In 2004, Amazon faced a critical turning point as digital media began disrupting physical sales. After appointing leadership, the team realized they couldn't rely on traditional advantages in digital media since competitors could match their catalog. To win, they needed to focus on either content creation or device distribution. This insight led to Kindle's development with two crucial features: wireless delivery, purchases readable in under 60 seconds, and e-ink screens, readable in sunlight with week-long battery life. Amazon offered bestsellers at $9.99 and priced the device near cost while absorbing wireless expenses, sacrificing near-term profit to jumpstart the ebook business. Similarly, when Jeff declared shipping a house on fire issue in 2004, Amazon launched Prime in less than 4 months despite internal disagreement. Though not immediately successful, Prime eventually transformed Amazon from a successful e-commerce company into a retail powerhouse by raising convenience expectations for online shopping. The Amazon approach works across industries and company sizes, creating a customer-obsessed culture that embraces calculated risks and values ideas from everyone. Even failures like the Fire Phone become learning opportunities rather than blame sessions. Consider transforming your organization by replacing PowerPoint with 6-page narratives, implementing bar raiser hiring, focusing on controllable input metrics, or creating autonomous teams with single thread of leaders accountable for outcomes. Amazon's willingness to be misunderstood while pursuing its vision has been crucial to its success. When launching AWS, Amazon ignored skeptical analysts questioning why a retailer would enter cloud computing, focusing instead on developer enthusiasm, a conviction that helped AWS reach $10 billion in revenue within a decade. The principles of customer obsession, long-term thinking, willingness to invent, and operational excellence have created an organization that continuously redefines possibilities. Companies of all sizes have successfully adapted these principles. The question isn't whether you can afford to adopt Amazon's methods, it's whether you can afford not to. In today's disruptive world, working backwards from customer needs while maintaining the courage to invent may be the only sustainable competitive advantage.